Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome in to the very first Diane McClay Show. I am super excited to have you guys here today. A big shout out to my TTR team, to Ashley, to Kim, to Olivia, Jessica, TJ, David, Cornelia, and of course, our famous Dr. Pat. Couldn't have done it without everybody. Thank you so much for making my inaugural Friday the 13th show accessible to everybody. Welcome in. I have a special guest today. This is my friend, my mentor, my coach, and fellow talk show radio host, Cornelia Stephanie. In just a minute, I'm going to let her introduce herself. But our goal today is to take the next 30 minutes and share with you why the moment of choice is powerful, what you can do with it when you implement it in your life and when you create awareness around it. And then we're going to jump into some fun stuff about nature, especially on a rainy day in the Pacific Northwest. Cornelia, welcome in. I can't believe we are actually finally here.
Yes. Oh my God. It's so wonderful. You have no idea. I got the chills listening to you. And we've been working behind the scenes to bring you live, to make this show a reality for you. This is almost feels like a dream come true that's already been in the creation for a while, because you had already been doing interviews before, but now you're going to be doing it on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, which I'm a part of. And being on Transformation Talk Radio truly has changed my life. This is the place where I get to come on and showcase, you know, many people like yourself, superstars, people, healers, consultants, entrepreneurs that want to share their wisdom, share their gifts with the world, and, you know, shine their light, because really that time is now. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. You truly are one of my fantastic ideal matches. And we're going to be lifelong friends. I know this. So I'm just honored to be here, to be your first guest, no doubt, no less.
Well, first and not the last for sure. And I was going to say, you know, you mentioned that I've been working on this for a while, different pieces of my business. But I have to say a couple things. One, a shout out to my belated grandfather, Drew McClay, who actually in 1938, with four of his friends, Les Biederman and Bill Kiker and a couple other guys, started the first AM radio station in Northern Michigan. And I feel really excited that some of that energy of creation, creativity, empowering stuff, moving forward is kind of with me today. And then it feels like you and I have been working together, and this won't be the last time that we interact. Will you tell our listeners a little bit about kind of who you are and what you do and what your program is on Transformation Talk Radio? And then we'll jump into the whole power of choice.
Yes, wonderful. My program at Transformation Talk Radio is about living heaven on earth. And it's truly about, again, empowerment, the word empowerment, how to live in the new earth, and really how to thrive in the new earth, how to live in the new earth. And I primarily I have two businesses that I work with people. One, I help people, business consultants such as yourself, grow their brand through podcasting, video, and audio marketing. And then the other part of my business, which I'm also very passionate about, and that is empowerment. So people come to me that are, these are the teaching, I teach the teachers, if you will. So that's who I work with, the teachers, the healers, the people that are really ready to step into their sovereign empowerment and leave behind the victim paradigm from the past, so that they can really fully create from an empowered place, from a sovereign place, the universe, the reality that they want to live in. And every Friday, you're going to find me on Transformation Talk Radio, anywhere between 12 and 2. There's always different time periods, but pretty much every week at 12 o'clock, you're going to see me here on the network. And you can also follow me on Facebook at Cornelia Stephanie and Instagram and YouTube. Definitely go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because all the programs that we put, that we do here live, are also going to YouTube. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Awesome. Thank you. And we were talking before we went on air. For the listeners who can't see my office, I have two really big words that have been burned onto pieces of cedar that I found in nature. One is choice and one is courage. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But I want to say thank you to you. When we met, we crossed paths inadvertently. You invited me to be on your show. Then we had a conversation. It took a little while to work some things out. But one of the things that I think is really important that Transformation Talk Radio does, regardless of who the host is and what the topic is that you, like many of the other hosts, actually work within your skill set and you work within your calling. And my thank you is that you invited me out. You called me out and said, you know what, Diane, your gifts are hiding. Your skill sets are not in a place where an audience can see them. Can I help you? Can I work with you? And that's what the amount of energy that's in my body right now about me making the choice to say yes to you and having the courage to start something new is phenomenal. And that's what I want to share some tips with our listeners on how they can empower their lives with some steps that I outlined in my book, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, which I'm a contributing author. So number one is awareness. You know, I didn't have the awareness that I was hiding or that I wasn't functioning at my full capacity until you and I had that conversation. Once that awareness came forward for me, then the next step is creating options. You know, you and I talked about which way do we want to go, and bringing it to the radio really seemed like a good fit for me and my skills and for you. Once we had options, then my power went up because I made a choice. I made an actionable choice. I made a decision. And for me, when you have choice, it provides the momentum to move forward, even if you don't really know where it's going to take you. And that the fourth thing I would say is that once you make a choice, you've got to give yourself some grace and some resilience, that if it doesn't work out or if it's not perfect, you're just going to get more information to help inform the next choice. Would you agree with kind of how I've outlined that and how our processes work together?
Yes, I just absolutely. That's one of the gifts that you have. You have the ability to be able to articulate the steps so clearly because you really clearly see it. And then I just want to ask the listeners today, can you imagine what it would be like if Diane, who you're going to, those of you that are listening and tuning in today for the first time, or people that already love you and that follow you, what would it be like if she wasn't in her gifts and shining her light and bringing her amazing voice, wisdom to the world? What would it be like? It would be a hole. It would be a hole. There would be a missing piece. And that's why this is so important for, you know, for all of you that are ready to really step into your vision, step into your dream, step into your goals. This is the show that is going to help you have that courage, take those next steps. And, you know, Diane, she is just, you are amazing, Diane.
Thank you.
It's like, where have you been all my life?
Well, you know, let's answer that question real quick. You know, I spent my whole entire life, I wanted to be a park ranger. I wanted to be work in nature. And I spent 22 years of my career doing exactly that, following my dream and doing everything that I felt like I should do. And some things change. And I ended up having to, I made a choice to resign from that dream because our paths were moving. And so we're going to take a break, but we're going to get right back into that story because I think it's the foundation for choice and courage and what we're going to talk about next.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get Unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back to the Transformational Talk Radio. I'm Diane McClay on the Diane McClay Show, where we're here to empower you through your life by choice. We might have been interrupted a little bit before our break while we were setting up the story of how this radio show came to be. So real quick, we'll backtrack, Cornelia, for our listeners who don't know the story. I had a dream of being in park ranger, worked through that for 22 years of my life, thought that I was going to retire in that particular job. And then there's some things that were happening with the employer and with me that were not in alignment. And I made a really, really tough decision to give up the career that fed my heart, fed my soul. It was super secure as a state job. And in the moment of making the choice to walk away from that, what I realized is that I was the only one who could look out for my best interest in that moment. I was the only one who was the one who had to make a change. So I've been gone for 5 or 6 years now, and somebody has taken my place, and that employer has moved on with their agenda. But the beauty of that really, really tough decision is that brought me this freedom, this autonomy, this ability to create the way that I want to, and really to live the life that I want in the Pacific Northwest. The reason why I'm saying this to the listeners is to really set the context for that we don't always get to choose what happens to us, but we definitely get to choose how we learn from it, grow from it, teach from it. But more importantly, we have the ability to decide if and how that event defines us.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Right. So for me, when I had the courage to make a change in my life that was really difficult, what started happening is I started listening to my heart. I started not thinking with my head, which was, for me, I'm in my head a lot, like I think a lot of listeners are. And it was a struggle between what my head wanted and what my heart wanted. And what I realized is that when I started making changes and when I started having the courage to step into something new, even if I didn't know what it was going to be or it wasn't fully planned out, then I became curious. And as soon as I became curious, I started realizing that anything could happen next, like literally anything could happen. And my mind opened up to new possibilities, new perspectives, and I actually problem solve differently now as a result of the journey that I took by making this really very difficult choice that I've made. So that's bringing us to the nature piece. And TJ, I think our listeners won't be able to see it, but we've brought a couple of pictures in that I want to show our live audience. Because being a park ranger, I didn't stop being a steward of the land. You know, I say now that I'm a steward of the land and I'm a steward of choice and courage. And occasionally I'm a steward of stray puppy dogs, right? So the point about nature for me is that especially in this technology world, I think it's critical that we stop and we touch nature. Cornelia, you and I bonded over the fact that really there's a big difference between going for a hike and touching the land. Can you speak a little bit about why do you go to nature? What do you do when you're there? What do you take from it? And more importantly, how do you apply that to your life?
Well, I go out because I feel so at home when I'm out in nature. I feel like nature is communicating to us consistently, constantly, with whatever it is that is in front of you, whether that is the dew on the grass, or that is the deer, or the bee, or the ant, or the rainbow, whatever it is. And so I'm communicating with nature as it is communicating with me. And for me, it is recharging my soul. It is, connecting me and grounding me to the earth, which I love so much. And I know you do too. You know, nature speaks to us. And I love that you and I share that. And that's one of the things about this show, that you're going to be inspiring the audience to be more curious in nature, right, Diane?
Absolutely. And my logo is about discovering and connecting and transforming, discovering something new, discovering something inside you, connecting to yourself and to nature, and then transform using what you observe, what you feel, what you sense to transform. Maybe you want to write, but you haven't had inspiration. Nature for me feeds my creativity. I feel like when I go backpacking, I feel like there's a muse sitting on my shoulders, taking notes and getting really excited about how to translate what do I see and feel into material that I can write in a book, or that I can write in a blog, or that I can share with people from a different perspective. And I'll tell you a quick story. There was a time I was really stressed out and I went to the woods and I just laid down on the forest floor. And I closed my eyes and was just breathing in the fresh scent of the rain and the pine trees, fir trees. And when I opened my eyes, I saw this little teeny tiny pine cone. It's a fir cone, actually, dug fir right next to me. And then when I extended my vision out a little bit, I saw like a 1-inch seedling. And then I saw like a 2-foot seedling. And as my vision got broader, I then saw the regrowth Douglas fir forest, 30 to 50 years old. And in that moment, I had this aha that fir cone it's not worried about what it's going to turn into. It's not worried about whether it's going to be lumber or food for a deer, or whether it's going to have enough nutrients and water to grow into a big, gigantic old tree. Each component of nature just is. And that's something I think we can learn as really, really busy, technology-driven individuals. When we can remember that nature every day has a very, very simple lesson for us, then I think that's part of what activating choice comes into. I make a choice to slow down and breathe and look around me when I'm in nature. And it's amazing the inspiration that comes to me when I actually decide to do that.
Yes, and I love it so much that you're bringing this out, that you're talking about this to really bring awareness to it. To, like you said, when you were opening the show, it's the awareness to be had first. And you do. Do you have a call to action for the audience today?
You know, I would love. Today's Friday the 13th. It's just popped in my head. So some people think Friday the 13th is unlucky. I don't think it's luck. I think it's about how you decide to look at life, and it's a different perspective. I will put two times the luck out there, 26 books. I have some books on my shelf that if the first 26 people for Dreaming Big, Being Bold, thank you, Cornelia, if they want to drop an email to me that just says love nature at coachwithdiane@dianemclay.com. I will send you a book that has 26 inspiring stories from trailblazers and visionaries that includes my story about leaving my dream job and moving into where I'm at right now.
Wow, that's very generous of you. That's
so two times the luck for Friday the 13th.
Excellent, excellent. Perfect idea. So we just have like 2 minutes left. Why don't you give that email address again?
So the email to get a hold of me, tell me that you love nature. And if you want to get a book, it's coachwithdiane, with one N, coachwithdiane at dianemclay.com. You can find it on my website, dianemclay.com. And you can follow me on Instagram, Coach with Diane, or Choice_Courage. I also have a Facebook page, Choice and Courage Company.
And so when is the next show, Diane? And what are you going to be talking about the next show?
So I'm super excited. We're going to have Dr. Lise Cortez on, who has just dropped a book about living and working with meaning and purpose. We're going to have a full 30 minutes to dive into her choices about the book and what she's presenting. My show is on every other Friday, so the second and fourth Friday of the month, 1:30 Pacific time. And you can catch us on Transformation Talk Radio. You can eventually, we'll have it in a podcast form where you can sign into any podcast and search Diane McClay.
Excellent. You are a pro. You are a pro. Let's congratulate Diane. Amazing show today. It's such an honor and a pleasure to make a dream come true for you and for all the people who are blessed by you. And, you know, thank you so much, Diane.
Well, thank you. And thanks to the audience, right? Because they're the ones that inspire me to do what I do and inspire you to do what you do. So the takeaway here is step into something that might be a little challenging. We're here to help. We're here to guide. We're not going to judge. And you have, just as I have a team of people helping to support me and make me feel empowered on my radio show, we have a team of people here at Transformation Talk Radio willing to help you get to where you want to be with choice and with courage as you live your life on heaven on earth.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit dianemclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.